I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. We've already had a few mild snows, but the worst of the winter is still on the way. And if you're interested in giving birds a leg up in West Virginia, well, we'll help guide you through the process of what you need to do in today's report. More coming up after this. Part two of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. A lot of folks in West Virginia enjoy putting up a bird feeder to observe the feathered critters, but don't be fooled. You need the birds a lot more than the birds need you.
Now, the weather hasn't been too severe yet, of course, but feeding birds is always a good pastime in winter. You see something lively and colorful out there. Birds don't really need us, per se. Feeding birds is more of a human comfort thing rather than the birds actually needing us. Actually, birds only get maybe about 10% or so of their food from winter feeding stations, but it does help individual birds during really severe weather events like an ice storm or something.
Sue Alcott with the West Virginia DNR's Farmington office says if you're going with a feeder, be careful about what feed you select.
Probably the best that the most birds use is black oil sunflower seed. The seeds are black and maybe about a quarter inch long. And the holes are fairly thin, so a lot of birds can easily manipulate it and get through the seed coating to get to the seed. It has a lot of protein and fat in it, so it gives them a lot of energy.
Also, keep those feeders clean.
The most important thing is to provide quality food. Make sure the seed isn't rancid or it has a nice fresh. It should have a nice fresh smell to it. It shouldn't smell like old shortening or oil or anything like that. In addition, if you put food out, you should keep your feeders clean. Just like you want to wash your dishes and keep your kitchen clean, you should make sure that the feeders and the food that you provide the birds are also clean, because they can easily get various diseases or funguses or bacterial infections if the seed is moldy or if the feeders are dirty. So usually you want to clean them every week or two, maybe a month if it's super cold.
And you'll notice after you put them out there, different birds prefer different ways to eat. Some work off the feeder, others off the ground.
Just like everybody has their favorite restaurant, birds have their favorite ways of feeding as well. Some birds, like chickadees and nuthatches and such, will feed off of almost any feeder, and especially this hanging one. But things like doves or blue jays or cardinals, they prefer a platform feeder, a little larger, a little more stable.
Now's the time to get those feeders up and get the birds coming in. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.